Hello, would you like to close your account?
Yes, please.
Okay, and may I get your email address?
Yes, BIEMANS dot CORNE at gmail.com.
Okay, let me see. And your first and last name, please.
First name is CORNELIS. Last name is BIEMANS.
Okay, I'm sorry. Say that email address one more time, please.
It's BIE as a boy, BIEMANS.
N as in Nancy. So I have B as in boy, I as in igloo, E as in Eddie, N as in Nancy.
No, sorry, that's an M from Maria.
Oh, M. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Let's see here. And so that's MANS, and then what was the remaining?
Dot CORN N as of Nancy, E as of Edward.
Okay. And by chance, could you have used a different email address?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Is this not recognizable? Oh, wait a second. Wait. Maybe. Maybe. Nah, I'm not sure. Can you
What
not find it?
is the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Four, eight, three, zero. Oh, no. Wait a second. That was 8 8 0 9 0.
And the spelling of your last name?
BIEMANS.
Okay. All right. So, yes, sir. So, with the last four of the card and that last name you provided me, I'm coming across, looks like your last name, family at gmail.com.
Okay, yes, that is the one. That's my other one. That's correct.
Okay. Yes, sir. So, there was a visit with propertyrex.com where you initially paid $1 to get some background information. After 30 days, with the account still being active, it did transfer to our volume discount package, providing you access to a certain amount of report credits, and that is monthly or until you do wish to cancel.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so I have canceled the account and all reoccurring charges. You'll receive an email confirmation shortly. And is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that's really good. That's really wonderful. Thank you very much.
You are welcome, and thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yep, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.